Hey, what's up, guys? This is Marco. So today I wanted to talk about knowing how to differentiate between actually not liking something, you know, because you don't enjoy doing it, versus not wanting to do something because you don't want to be uncomfortable, right? And I'm specifically talking here about learning wedding filmmaking. When I first began, I was like, wedding filmmaking, it doesn't sound like me because I'm not a very romantic person. I really don't care to watch wedding films. And I've kind of been changing my mind about that because I'm working a day job and my goal has been to go full time with video production. I'd rather work for myself than work for someone else. Now, what that means is that I need to go after video jobs. Now, what in my market is available? Well, wedding filmmaking is a viable market, and there's probably more opportunity to get started with it than with corporate work. Because initially I said, I'm only going after corporate work, since that's what I want. That's what I want to specialize in, right? I got to niche down. Everybody says niche down. People were telling me niche down. And I tried doing that, but then there's no work coming in. So I needed to rethink this strategy, and I asked a question in the Studio Sherpas community. I asked them, hey, this is what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to go full-time with video production, but there doesn't seem to be enough work doing corporate work. Therefore, should I start taking weddings, even though it's not necessarily what I want to do in the long term? And a lot of them said, yeah, you should take weddings because it's a way to step out of it. It's a great way to get started. You're going to learn a lot. And that's what I did. I took that advice and I actually didn't return to that Facebook group. And that's what I've been doing. I just started, you know, advertising myself for weddings. And it so far, it's been so good. It's good. It's getting me work. It's getting me money. And it's a way out. I'd rather do weddings, shoot weddings, than work a job. I can make more money. Now, here's the other thing. Editing weddings is a whole nother ball game. It's very different than editing a corporate type of job. I enjoy doing more corporate, but because it seems simpler to me, or maybe I just enjoy it more. With making a wedding film, it's very complicated for me. It's just, it takes a whole different skill set that I don't have. And all this time I've been thinking, should I learn wedding filmmaking, the actual editing? And I, you know, part of me was like, well, it's not for me. I shouldn't learn it. I should put my time and my energy into what I actually like and improve upon my strengths. But I know there's also part of me that's resisting because editing a wedding film is hard. It's not easy. It's difficult. It's like up there in the difficult arena. Not everyone can do it well. It takes, you know, people a long time to get good at it. And I was thinking maybe I just don't like it because I'm not good at it. I don't want to be mediocre again. I don't want to go through that pain of having to relearn a new skill, a new skill set. So I'm still trying to figure it out. I think a lot of us that we don't like to push ourselves too much because we don't like to, you know, suck at things. I know I suck at editing wedding films. Maybe I'm, you know, I think for me I can get good at shooting weddings, but to edit them, that's a whole, I mean, it feels kind of painful. To be honest, I think I would like it more if I was good at it. But in order to get good at it, I have to go through a huge learning phase, a learning curve. And that's what I'm going to do because I'd rather be editing a wedding and shooting wedding films if it means I get to work for myself. That's been my game plan. So I guess there's not a clear answer. It's just you have to pick your battles. What would you rather do, right? Because sometimes the opportunities are not going to present themselves at the exact moment you want them. I know for me, I would want more corporate jobs being presented to me right now. They're not there yet, but they're going to come. I just need to stick with this. And some of those wedding films, maybe some of those clients I have, they'll refer me to their corporate, I mean, or for businesses. Who knows? You never know. That's how people get started. They slowly start getting referred. And that's what I need. I just need experience and clients that will refer me. And we're very connected nowadays. So just because you're shooting a wedding doesn't mean that they won't refer you to do a business video. That's happened to me. Steven shot a wedding for someone, and then a cousin of the bride wanted a video for their business. Steven said he couldn't do it, and so he referred me, and that's how I landed one of my first, business type of jobs that I've done. Needless to say, I just want to add that, you know, I'm still working at it. I signed up for Caleb's 3-month online, coaching course. And I paid $1,500 for that. And part of me was like, oh, that's $1,500. I can't be doing that. But I know that if I wanted to step into the world where Caleb lives, I need to be involved. And those $1,500, I'm sorry, I'm stumbling. It's nothing, because I'm going to make that money back. So the question is, how am I going to make that money back this month? That's what I've been asking myself. How do I make $1,500 back this month? And that's how I've been looking at everything now. It's like, if I'm going to invest or spend money on something, is I got to make that money back. And I am, and it pushes me. So I'm tired of making excuses of like, oh no, I gotta wait. It's like, no, things gotta happen. Things gotta be urgent. They gotta feel like there's a firecracker under my ass and I gotta go for it and jump. I'm tired of having to compromise, and I don't want to be complacent anymore. I gotta fight for this. So that's what I'm doing. It's just, I gotta go after it if I want to move ahead. So anyways, that's where I wanted to stop. I want to stop here because that's all I wanted to talk about. Hopefully you can relate to this. Maybe there's some things in your life that you're wondering, should I move forward or should I quit because it's not meant for me? Well, life is not that easy. You got to figure it out for yourself. I'm still trying to figure it out. So anyways, guys, I appreciate you listening. If you have any questions, anything, reach back to me and I'll be happy to answer. All right. You have a good one.